It's time for Eco Talk with host Betsy Rosenberg.
She'll be great. She's a very smart, capable person who knows exactly what took place and will lay out the facts. And that's what the American people want to see.
I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
And welcome to EcoTalk, where we do lay out the facts, although I don't think George W. Bush would be happy to hear them. I hope they are wiretapping our phones at EcoTalk. They might learn something. Here is the place where we green the red and blue states one show at a time for you, and this is also where we cover your environment, everything from A to Z, from the practical to the political to the plundering and to the possible. What's possible is always part of our show. We'll have all of the above in today's program, and first up, I'm pleased to say we have Attorney General Bill Lockyer joining us to talk about a 10-state lawsuit against the U.S. government. That's the political part. Then we'll hear from Ray Tessier, Group Director of GM's Environmental Services, sharing progress they've made in their waste reduction programs. That's the practical part. And more practical news coming your way in our third segment. We'll have Wendy Richardson joining us. She's talking about her new book, Just the Tips, Man, for Protecting the Environment. It looks like one of those idiots and dummy books, only it's just the tips, man, and it's also my favorite subject. And there's 365, one per day, and it's done with a lot of humor and style, and it's a real fun book. So I'm looking forward to that part of the show. And last but not least, we'll be speaking with someone from Green Century Investments talking about the benefits of investing in environmentally responsible companies, something we have talked about before here on EcoTalk, but is growing and is important and gives you lots of opportunities to invest, those of you who are lucky enough to have money to invest. I'd like to recognize those who have made EcoTalk possible, the Natural Resources Defense Council and Earth Justice. Also want to welcome our newest sponsor, and that is Autodesk. So now, Attorney General Bill Lockyer, we understand that there's some legal action taking place, and this stems from the fact that under the White House orders, the EPA claimed recently that it does not have the authority under the Clean Air Act to regulate carbon dioxide from power plants. So you and 10 state attorneys generals, plus the District of Columbia and City of New York and three environmental groups have filed lawsuits against the EPA for this regulatory failure. Now, considering power plants are the largest source of carbon dioxide emissions, which is the cause of global warming, this is pretty important stuff.
It's very important. You're right. And what the EPA is saying, first of all, is carbon dioxide isn't pollution. And it's, again, part of this ostrich behavior where they're refusing to really grope and deal directly with the global warming issue.
Yeah, they're good at that.
And so then, separate from the fact that it's not a pollution, if it were, they don't have the authority to regulate it. Well, we disagree on both fronts. And so a number of states, as you've mentioned, are bringing a lawsuit. And it's not the first. Unfortunately, it's kind of the least effective way to settle problems, to have to file lawsuits. But, you know, when they want to fill in wetlands, I sue. When they want to do offshore oil drilling, I sue. When they don't want to respect appliance efficiency standards, I sue. When they want to have timber harvesting plans that just decimate forests, I sue. So it goes on, and this is the latest in California versus the Bush administration, a variety of lawsuits of that sort.
Now, if the EPA doesn't have authority to regulate carbon dioxide, who does?
Well, no one would, according to the president's point of view.
Now, this is especially important in light of the administration's birthing and now pushing what some have called the coal rush. 114 new coal-burning power plants should mention taxpayer subsidized, and they're in various stages of planning and permitting today. Now, one energy industry analyst estimates that even if 50 of those were built, the additional 10 million tons of coal burned annually would add 120 million cubic feet of exhaust gases from the stacks every minute of every day for decades. It's beyond belief.
That's part of the problem that we're trying to get them to address. And to eventually, what the remedies we seek are sort of cap and trade systems that would just not allow any more of these various pollutants to be produced and emitted, and then figure out ways over time to lower them dramatically. Best climatologist I know is Jim Hansen at NASA, who's at the Pew Institute. And
we've had him on our show. He's fabulous.
You know, he says, well, he's an Iowa Republican, but he's concerned about the fact that we may only have 10 years to to stabilize atmospherics on the planet, and we've got to really get busy if we're going to meet that goal.
Yeah, and he's not alone in saying 10 years. Bill McKibben said, the great author and educator, wrote a book on global warming and other environmental issues about 5 years ago and said, we have 10 years to make an eco-U-turn, and we're halfway there. I'm hoping Al Gore's movie will bring the tipping point.
Me too.
Lord, it better. So are they making a distinction then between particulate pollution and greenhouse gases?
Well, they do in the sense that they're willing to regulate particulates. Now, we think ineffectively and with levels that are inadequate, but at least there's not this philosophical debate that they don't have any authority there.
Now, this case comes after the EPA was sued unsuccessfully for its failure to regulate global warming pollution from vehicles. And in that case, one judge cited EPA's claim that global warming science remains too uncertain. Do you think this is Exxon talking through our government?
Well, perhaps. In that case, and frankly, we're going to refile. There'll be an announcement soon of another action that's really trying to make the same point. But in that instance, there were really three opinions among three judges, so it wasn't adequately addressed, and that's partly why we're going to go back again. But one said, there's no problem. One said you don't have standing, and one said you've got a problem. We've got to do something about it. So three different points of view, and we got to have two of the three to make something happen.
Now, in researching this story, I learned something I was not aware of, that California has no coal-fired power plants. So the question then is, why is California, why are you involved in this lawsuit? And are there any plans to build them in California with these 114 cited?
Yeah, there aren't current plans to do that, although occasionally there's controversy because maybe the city of L.A. would build them in a neighboring state and import the power. So we wind up as part of the controversy indirectly. We're involved because, first, just the definition of federal authority, it may stretch to other substances, and these are multi-state emissions, so they kind of blow all over the place and affect commerce everywhere.
Okay, so we've covered some of the practical. What can our listeners do if they want to weigh in on this?
Well, with respect to a lawsuit, there's not a lot. There are parallel fights going on in Congress where letters from constituents would have a great deal more impact, and we'll talk about that in a second. But with respect to this lawsuit, obviously, to be informed, to write letters to the editor, I think the judges intend to follow the law, and that's not to say they're philosophy, all the life experiences that occurred before they became a judge don't have some impact.
Completely impartial, right?
Yeah. But they try, and so I don't know that a citizen can do much about that. But we, in California, have a automobile emission law to address CO2 and greenhouse problems. That law was signed by Gray Davis. It's being enforced by Governor Schwarzenegger. There's wide consensus about its efficacy and need. Well, right now, these vehicle emission standards that are being promulgated by the feds indirectly, step on our law in two ways. First, there's the whole controversy about fuel efficiencies and the CAFE standards and so on. Talk about that if you wish, but
we do a lot here. Economy versus fuel efficiency, those technicalities.
Their report, Betsy, included a 55-page rant about why California or other states don't have the authority to enact laws dealing with global warming and greenhouse emissions from vehicles. We have one in California. The law that Bush is supporting to give him new authority with respect to vehicle emissions codifies that 55-page rant, and in effect preempts and steps on the California statute.
And that's it's such an important statute, because if a critical mass of states follows California's lead, then the car companies will have to retrofit for the entire country.
Absolutely.
They can't afford to do it state by state.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us and also congratulate you on your endorsement by the Sierra Club in California. You are, of course, running for state treasurer.
Yes.
And you are the 30th Attorney General of California. And from what I've seen, you've done a great job.
Thank you, Betsy.
And good luck in your campaign. And again, keep up that fight for the environment. Not enough people in power get it, and you do. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Eco Talk. When we come back, we'll be talking to someone from General Motors, and they're one of the car companies that have been funding these ads trying to defeat California's clean air legislation, crackdown on emissions. But this is going to be actually a good news story. They've gone to zero waste at one of their auto plants. Go to our website and find out more about today's topics and guests. You'll find us at www.ecotalk.net. We'll be right back.